Tainted memories, and all I see are all these needs. I'm tired of my selfish tragedies. It's time that we show the hope that we all know. Torn down empty streets, how helpless that I felt, this burning urgency. And all I see in front of me are faces fading from this vacant scene. It's time that we show the hope that we all know. Take just a little time to give your heart.
Like anybody said, get up real lazy. It takes me about 3 hours to get moving every day. And then it's open my eyes, watch a little television, go outside, eat, be around, make some music, make some art, whatever. Watch the ball games. I don't know, it's essentially the same thing every day. Like anybody's life generally. At the moment, man, there's nothing really happening.
Marokko ist eines der Länder mit den restriktivsten Corona-Verordnungen. Das öffentliche Leben ist hier praktisch paralysiert, es hat angehalten. Nur die nötigsten Geschäfte sind geöffnet, es gibt fast keinen öffentlichen Nahverkehr mehr. Dazu kommt ein Ausgangsverbot und nächtliche Sperrstunde. Um sich auf den Straßen aufhalten zu können, braucht es eine Ausnahmegenehmigung, die beim örtlichen Meldeamt beantragt werden muss. In jedem Haushalt ist nur eine Person berechtigt, die Genehmigung zu beantragen. Alle anderen Personen im Haushalt dürfen sich nicht weiter als 150 Meter von ihrem Wohnort entfernen, um zum Beispiel zum Kiosk an der Ecke zu gehen. Die Einhaltung der Verordnung wird durch strikte Polizeikontrollen überwacht. Militärpräsenz in den Städten ist deutlich gestiegen. Auch das Militär überwacht die Einhaltung der Verordnung. Um zu Ärztinnen oder zur Arbeit zu gehen, muss eine offizielle Erlaubnis vorgewiesen zu werden. Nach 18 Uhr ist es untersagt, sich auf der Straße aufzuhalten. Um in eine andere Stadt reisen zu dürfen, müssen von den Behörden anerkannte Gründe genannt werden. Der Zug- und Busverkehr zwischen Städten ist fast komplett eingestellt. Jede Person, die die Verordnung missachtet, muss mit einem Bußgeld von 30 bis 100 Euro rechnen oder mit einer Gefängnisstrafe zwischen 1 und 6 Monaten. Für Menschen ohne Papiere ist es unmöglich, eine Genehmigung zum Aufenthalt außerhalb des Wohnorts zu beantragen. Ausnahmen gab es nur in einigen Fällen, in denen sie in Begleitung von Mitarbeitenden eines NGOs das Meldeamt aufsuchten. Die Mehrzahl der Personen ohne Aufenthaltsgenehmigung dürfen ihre Wohnung jedoch nicht verlassen und haben somit keine Möglichkeit, sich ausreichend selbst zu versorgen. Auch Migrantinnen mit regulärem Aufenthaltsgenehmigung wurde die Erlaubnis zum Aufenthalt außerhalb des Wohnorts verweigert. Auch hier erfahren Menschen also strukturelle Diskriminierung. Infolge werden Migrantinnen oft von der Polizei festgenommen, da sie keine der geforderten Papiere vorweisen können. Obwohl der marokkanische Staat verschiedene Maßnahmen zum Schutz von gefährdeten Bevölkerungsgruppen angekündigt hat, beinhaltet keine dieser Maßnahmen den Schutz der 80.000 Migrantinnen, die in Marokko leben. Covid-19 facht Rassismus gegen Menschen, die sich auf dem Weg, auf der Reise befinden, an. Das reicht von Beleidigungen bis zu physischen Angriffen auf schwarze Menschen. Am 5. März titelte die Wochenzeitschrift Le Rapporteur: Erster Corona-Fall in Marokko. Wer ist verantwortlich? Und entschied sich, darunter das Bild eines schwarzen jungen Mannes, der sein Gesicht versteckt, abzudrucken. Wie der Redaktion des Magazins jedoch bekannt ist, war es eine 87-jährige Frau marokkanischer Staatsbürgerschaft, die als erste Tote durch Corona im Land verzeichnet wurde. Zumindest verursachte der Artikel einen Ausbruch der Empörung auf Social Media. Aber er zeigt wieder einmal deutlich, wie verbreitet und akzeptiert Rassismus gegen schwarze Menschen auch in Marokko ist.
black man with dreads and stonewashed jeans is palming stuff into the hands of freer people who are walking up to him in Brixton. The police turn the corner and jump out the car, and he puts what's in his hands quickly in his mouth. They ask him to open his mouth. He opens his mouth and all his teeth are gold. The sun reflecting on the gold teeth is drawing attention. People start to film on their mobile phones. The police become aware of the gathering crowd. They ask him what he's doing. He says he's giving gold to poor people. They ask him to check his pockets. He tells them to go ahead. They start pulling handfuls of gold nuggets so pure they're nearly yellow. They ask him where did he get all this gold from. He says he's the great-great-great-grandchild of Mansa Musa, the richest African that ever lived. They ask him his name. He says George Mansa Musa. They run a check on his name. He has no prior records. They arrest him anyway. He asks them why he's being arrested. They say he needs a permit to deal with gold. He says he's not a dealer. He's giving it away for free. They arrest him anyway, put cuffs on him, press his head down into the car. By the time they turn the corner, the chain links of the handcuffs are turning gold.
all of you as you have gone through this the last few days.
I mean, it's overwhelming. It's transformational. It's scary. It's everything. And you know, my background. Obviously, playing professional sports, but also my history through sports comes through police. The volunteer officer that was my coach in summer leagues was a detective in the Teaneck Police Force. And my introduction to law enforcement was through baseball.
Trying to keep up with all of these medical reports and waiting for this and waiting for that, and it's awful. But anyway.
Middletown High senior class says other towns are putting plans in place for later graduations in July or August. Teams want to touch later in the year. In sports, the Yankees and Mets may be on the field even less than originally thought once Major League Baseball gets its season going. ESPN reported
tendency was disproportionate.
Of the husband to love his wife. Not only did he love, but he gave himself up. In fact, if you just...
Well, listen, their stock is going to take a hit like everybody else's, but when shareholders look at management...
Digital Transformation Institute, a coalition of companies and universities taking a big data approach to understanding and coming up with solutions to the COVID-19 problem. Now they've got this progress report. Joining me with an update, C3AI CEO Tom Siebel. Tom, I'll be back. Good morning, Tom. Now, I want to point out there was a story just running this week in the Wall Street Journal.
Why will it and how can it be different this time?
Well, you're hoping that the people that are in position of power that can make change, make change. And it's not talked about. It's done.
Digital transformation is used with MIT and Carnegie Mellon.
Are getting later.
They shouldn't be late.
There's some guys in there that made some bad decisions, and all of a sudden, hopefully, we're not saying the police are bad because they're not. But that's the problem. You know, we catch a glimpse of it, and then we want to paint the full brush of everybody, and that's really not what it is. But it's people like that, you can't allow them to get on the field.
I've seen that far too often as Herm Edwards is with us. Herm, how much communication have you had with your players during this entire process? I mean, I guess from an overall perspective.
The second effort is the publication of the data lake. And the C3 data lake, this is a joint effort with Amazon Web Services, where we have aggregated now 30.
You know, here's the shame of it all. The incident that happened in Minnesota, why you see it all of a sudden breaking out in all these other cities? Because we have to come to this term that there is some racism in America. The problem with it now is getting exposed because now it's on film. It's on film for everybody to see. Like, and so, before, maybe police were doing this in certain areas of the country and it wasn't on film. Well, you see these outbursts all over because probably in some communities that said, this happened to us too. Maybe the guy didn't die, but maybe with police brutality in certain areas of the country that was never on the tape. It's on tape now. And it's hard to watch. It is hard to watch.
Yeah, hard to watch for 9 minutes.
It sure is.
George Floyd. Herm, I said this on the last day that your last day in the NFL Live, you're never too old to be coached.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.